Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Our Mama Cow Specialist, Dr. Glenn Selk, joining us as we ask the question, are your first-time heifers bred or not? Back on that in just a moment.
Superior Livestock Auction is the world leader in livestock marketing. Market your cattle while they're still on your ranch and show them to over 6,000 registered buyers via the RFD channel. No freight, no feed, and no stress. Give Ralph Wade a call at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855. And let Ralph or David market your cattle for the highest price. Call Ralph Wade at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855.
Hey neighbors, as we begin 2008, we're proud to welcome KIS Futures as a regular sponsor of our daily email. KIS Futures provides Oklahoma farmers and ranchers with futures and options hedging services in the livestock and grain markets. Call them at 1-800-256-2555 to talk about your marketing needs. KIS Futures invites you to go to our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com and click on our daily email icon and subscribe here in the new year. We're talking today with Dr. Glenn Selk of Oklahoma State University. Glenn, as we think about our mama cow herd and some of these new females maybe we put into the herd here in 2008, you indicated that it is a good idea that once we breed those first-time heifers, we need to make sure she's actually carrying a calf.
Exactly right, Ron. I think there's a couple of very, very important reasons why we want to, as soon as possible, make arrangements with our veterinarian or whoever it is that's going to do our pregnancy diagnosis, that we get those arrangements made as soon as they're willing to do that after the conclusion of the breeding season with these yearling replacement heifers. First of all, we need to understand that's the easiest chance in her whole life she's going to have to become pregnant. She has less going on that would be a potential detriment to her chance to become bred. And therefore, if we find those that are properly developed, have gone through a breeding season with a fertile bull, but still haven't been bred, then we want to get those out of our herd. The research up at Miles City, Montana, Lifetime Beef Cow Studies have indicated that heifers that went through a first breeding season did not conceive but were left in the herd averaged about a 55% calf crop for the remainder of their lifetime. And so they're a pretty bad bet. We want to get them sold and get those genetics out of our herd. It's important to do it early because of the differences that we see in prices between young cattle, and by this I'm talking about that heifer coming out of a breeding season, still being in the neighborhood of about 18 months of age, bringing really top dollar as compared to if we wait until next spring when she is a two-year-old and we find out next spring that she's not going to have a calf, and then we market her as a two-year-old, she basically is going to bring close to cull cow prices. That will be several hundred dollars less. Plus, we have put the inputs, the grass inputs, and the winter feed inputs into her that have added to extra expense. And that's a huge difference that we need to keep in mind. That's why I think it's so important that we have those heifers preg-checked early and we cull the opens so that we don't have those particular problem heifers around.
Oklahoma State University Beef Cattle Extension Specialist Dr. Glenn Selk saying checking those first-time heifers, preg-checking them, is like putting money in the bank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 7th Annual Crisp Black Cream of the Crop Annual Female and Bull Sale at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 14th, starting at high noon. It's the largest annual club calf producing female sale in the country, featuring nearly 500 club calf producing and commercial females. All are fall bred and AI service. Also, 35 herd bull prospects will sale. For more information, contact Collin Cattle Services, 800-975-6313, or go to their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes with you today here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.